apparently they were seen a few days before from the Arranmore ferry swimming around, which we hadn't heard of, and then we got a report on Saturday morning of them being dead on Rutland Island. So pilot whales are deep diving species that live offshore on the shelf edge. So it's unusual to have them close to shore, but they are a species that does mass strand and live strand, you know, not infrequently. So I spoke to colleagues in the UK, in England, and here informed me that there were 30 to 40 pilot whales in South Uist last weekend, looking very distressed and thought to be mass stranding. Now, they didn't, so it's likely these are the same animals. And the suspicion in Scotland was that it was something to do with the British Navy, because they were in the area, and it's long known that some of their equipment, certainly their low-frequency active sonar, can have a detrimental effect on the whale sonar. So a team from GMIT went up last on Sunday to take samples, measurements, and photographs, and we'll look to see if we can match the whales to Scotland. So it's likely they are the same animals, and it's likely that there possibly was an effect of the of naval exercises. But we were unable to carry out full postmortems because of the weather and logistics and resources. So we'll never know the true story. But if they are the Scottish whales, then it certainly is. It provides a link to the British Navy exercises.
And, Doctor, is this one of the biggest mass deaths of whales in Irish history?
It is. There was a mass stranding of about 60 animals in the 1960s in West Kerry, and we had about 30 to 40 pilot whales in 2001 in North Kerry. So it's up there about probably the third biggest mass stranding ever recorded in Ireland.